بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وما بعد، my brothers and sisters, let me go quickly do a very quick exercise. I need you to cooperate with me. If I ask you to introduce yourself quickly, two lines.
My name is Zaidan.
Zaidan.
Ismail. I am a pharmacist.
Zaidan Ismail, pharmacist.
Sheikh Ilama.
Sheikh Ilama.
I work in the communist store.
Communist store, okay. Zohurbhai.
Zohurmia.
Yeah, work in the gas stations. You own the gas stations, don't tell lies. Okay, all right.
Mark Muhammad.
Truck driver. Right? And this is truck driver in America, not same like truck driver in Pakistan. Very different, right? Okay. And then there the one behind, trying to hide behind that chair is Dr. Saad Usmani, who's a mashallah physician.
And Saad Usmani, Muslim husband, brother, and a father.
Clever. Saad Usmani, clever. That's it, enough, inshallah. Okay. Now, my point here is, and I can go around the room, inshallah, one day we will do that because we should know each other. Very important. If you ask me who am I, I'm Mirza Yaver Beg, management consultant, so on, khadim, wagara wagara. Point is this. Today, if we introduce ourselves, each one of us will have a different introduction. Yes? This is my name. This is my educational qualification. This is how much property I own. This is what I do, so on, so forth, and so on, so on. But a day will come when all of us will have the same introduction. Right? Same thing. No matter what. We will all be called by the same name. Anybody, what is that name? Huh? Abdullah. Even today we are Abdullah. No, a day will come when they will use a particular name. Today, for example, if you want me to move from here to there, and maybe you don't want me to get up and do it with somebody else, what will you say? Zohurbhai, move me from here to there, what will you say? Move? Okay. Move Dr. Yaver from here to there. A day will come when you will not say that. Move the body. You will say, move the janaza. Yes? Whoever it was. Whoever it was. Move the janaza. That day, everyone has the same introduction. Everyone has the same name. And that name is? Janaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Whatever is with you will perish. Your name will perish, your wealth will perish, your houses, your property, your fame, your jah, your jalal, everything will be finished. Whatever is with Allah will remain. Al-Walid bin Abdul Malik bin Marwan, the Khalifa of Banu Umayyah, he came for Umrah. And those days he didn't have to, he was not taken off the plane to say there is no visa. He owned the place. So he came for Umrah. And after he finished Umrah, he asked the people, he said, any of the Tabi'in, is anybody living here in Makkah? So they said, yes. They took him to one of the Awliya Allah, inshaAllah, among the Tabi'un. So he asked him, he said, you know, I have a question for you. He said, my question is, I am afraid of death. Why? I fear death. So this person said to him, it's very simple. You are afraid of death because all your palaces and your property and your wealth and everything is here. Where you are going, you have done nothing. So if you have done nothing and you have to go there, obviously you are worried. So my question to myself and my respectful question to you is, what would we say in that place? What are we sending ahead? Now, does it mean therefore, stop studying, sell your business, go find a sit under a tree? No, Islam does not. Islam tells us to be what? Allah sent us to run this world. Allah did not send us to live like beggars, right? There is nothing romantic about poverty, believe me. Poverty is not a nice thing. We don't ask Allah for poverty. If Qadr Allah, if we get it, we act with sabr, we don't go and beg. But it is nothing nice about poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live in this world like upper hand, like rulers. But rulers who rule according to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rulers who are full of khair and barakah for everybody. Not the jabirun who are currently the rulers across the world, you know. People who are jabbar on everybody. No. So what does it mean? It means we must study, we must earn, we must build businesses. You know, imagine if you have a global business, like for example, Microsoft, right? There is probably, maybe, I mean, I would be exaggerating if I say every home, but definitely every home which has somebody who is educated in the, at least the Western sense, has some Microsoft product that they are either using in one way or the other. Yes, everyone, including our religious institutions. I don't think there is a single jamia or a single Darul Uloom in the world anywhere which does not have a computer with some Windows running on it or some other kind of Microsoft source on it. Same thing with Google. Same thing with, imagine if those businesses are owned by Muslims who run them as Muslim businesses. Microsoft, incidentally, is a zero debt company, for those of you who don't know that, right? No borrowings. Not because they are Muslim, but because that just makes good economic sense to have a company which has zero debt, no borrowings. But the point I'm making is, what we need to focus on is, the day when it comes that I have lost everything in this world, I must look forward to what have I sent? What have I sent? Imagine you, I will even lose my name. Forget everything else. Even my name will be gone. And I sometimes, you know, I sort of, one day I thought to myself, one of our relatives died. Very, very fine person. Very lovely person. We all loved her very much. One of our aunts. So we were going to her daughter, my cousin, to visit them for, you know, Taziyat. So my wife and they said, no, when you go there, don't mention auntie. Because if you mention her, she will start crying. It feels it. So I thought to myself that if you are an evil person, right, and you die, people say, Alhamdulillah, you know, dead. Nobody will mention you because you are an evil person. Who cares? They don't want to talk about you. But even if you are a good person, people will not mention you for some other reason. They don't want to cause pain to their relatives and so on. So keep quiet, don't say anything. So at the end of the day, your name goes anyway. Whether you are good or not, doesn't matter. Name goes anyway. Illa mashallah, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remain in the memory. Otherwise, gone. And sometimes I do it as a test. And I can ask you this question also. How many of you here know the name of your mother's mother? Your maternal grandmother. Not grandfather, grandmother. How many of you know her name? Not Jaddi or Nani or something. No. Name, mother's mother. How many of you know the name? Okay, just raise your hand. So there are a lot of you who don't know. One generation. Just see, this is a live experiment, right? One generation, just mother's mother. You do not even know her name. You loved her, obviously. I'm sure you loved her. She must have taken good care of you and so on and so forth. I'm not saying the name itself is gone in one generation. What do you think will happen? My name will remain, your name, nothing. The only thing, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَقٍ. So we should focus and say, let me do the best in my life and profession and so on, but use that to build my akhirah. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this dunya is what? Mazraul akhirah. This is the tillage. This is the fields. This is your kheti. This is your cultivation. What you plant here, you can harvest. You don't plant, you don't harvest. And that is what I remind myself and you. Let us constantly focus on that and see every minute, every second counts. What is it that I am earning now not money, earning for the sake of akhirah. What is it that I am doing now which will help me tomorrow when my introduction is move the janazah? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to keep us in a state of iman, to take us in a state of iman, and to make that day when we meet him the best day of our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu the way he rewarded us in this dunya by giving us iman and tawfiq, and by giving us tawfiq to come to masajid and pray in jama'ah and to remember him and so on. All of this we did not deserve, but Allah gave out of his mercy and grace. When we meet him, we will not deserve his forgiveness. We will not deserve his mercy, but we ask Allah, Ya Allah, just like you gave us here, give us there. Don't about, not because we deserve, but because you like to forgive. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afu, fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, please yourself, you like to forgive, so forgive. Not because I deserve it, but because you like to forgive. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.